An emotional crowd took to the streets of Seattle Thursday to protest the fatal police shooting of Shea Taylor. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones was there.
Shea Taylor's older brother, Andre, called for this rally outside Seattle police headquarters, and he set the tone for the day.
Ain't gonna be no busting no windows. I ain't got to do none of that.
He urged the 100 or so people there to stay peaceful and united in their efforts going forward.
This is about you, me, all of us. We can't get tired.
Shea Taylor's death is under investigation, and dash cam video of the incident has reignited concerns about police use of force, especially with people of color.
It's terrible. You know, it seems like it's not going to end.
This woman asked to only use her first name, which is also Shea.
I'm really scared for my son, a young black man.
You guys talk about this?
Yeah, and I try to tell him all the time, just be careful.
More people arrived, and the group moved into the street, waving signs that read justice for Shea. Police kept a close watch and redirected traffic as the march wound through downtown. On the way, Eric Patrick grappled with his own feelings toward police.
Every police officer deserves to go home safely to their family, to their wives. I don't want nobody shooting them, but do they want that for me as a black man?
Patrick says he'd like to see police in his neighborhood more, just talking to families and young people. Some bystanders gave officers a thumbs up. Drivers honked to cheer on the protest, even though it tied up traffic for an hour. The march reached Westlake Center, and Andre Taylor thanked people for staying peaceful.
Give yourself a hand, Seattle Rock.
He said he's hurt and angry, but this gathering is not about emotion. It's about a continued push, he says, for safety and justice for everyone. Taylor wrapped up with a lighthearted request to find someone to hug.
I don't care what color they are. Everybody came here and participated. Give somebody some love around here.
The officers looked on. Some almost smiled. Perhaps it's not quite the ending they expected. In Westlake Center, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.